Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on the FBI's gambling investigation that led to the arrests of Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier in the NBA. We're about to get to that topic here in a matter of seconds, but want to remind everybody out there, it is a Thursday, and we have Thursday night football, so we want to We want to hear from the real ones. We're mixing here and real. That's what we want to do. We want to hear from the real ones. What's your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game between the Vikings and the Chargers? Could be a side, a total, a prop, whatever you like for tonight's game. And let us know why you like it and drop it into the YouTube chat or in the Twitch chat. And we will go ahead and give you a shout out later on in the program. Also, 20 minutes from now, we're tackling NFL awards as we head into week 8. In the National Football League. I know everyone's saying this. I'm going to say it as well. Cannot believe we're already at week 8. The NFL season flies by because we're just nose to the grindstone, and all of a sudden you look up and it's Thanksgiving. That's like literally a month from now. But NFL awards conversation, MVP, offensive rookie of the year, where I actually think we have a false favorite at Elroy with Jackson Dart as an odds-on favorite over at BetMGM. We'll talk about it all coming up in 20 minutes. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? Happy week 8 to you and yours. Pretty busy day in the world of sports, and it doesn't even have to do with the NFL.
Yeah, this was a wild one today, Femi. This news coming down with the FBI and the NBA. And we had heard some rumblings with Rozier and everything already, so not all shocking, but Chauncey Billups, that came out of left field.
It's nuts. I mean, I woke up this morning, and I just looked at my phone, and I'm like, wait, what? I'm like doing a double take. So-and-so got arrested and this person got like Rozier. I was like, I kind of like scoffed at the Rozier one. And we can get into this right now. No point wasting this. Bill, let's just tee it up. Like, what's the number one story we need to know this afternoon? I think we all know what it is, but let's just get right to it.
All right, Femi, let me give you some of the details here because the FBI has been investigating gambling ties to the NBA. Today, they arrested three people tied to the NBA, former Cavs coach Damon Jones, Heat guard Terry Rozier, and Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups. These arrests tie to a range of problems, including illegal sports betting in regards to props and rigged poker games that went as far as using x-rays and all sorts of things to get the losers there. All these allegations, they do tie back to the same mafia family. The NBA immediately put Rozier and Billups on leave. A total of 34 people were arrested here, Femi, covering 11 states and tens of millions of dollars that exchange hands. And now we wait and see exactly what the fallout of this is going to be.
This just seems like it's out of a movie. Like, this is nuts. It's insane. And I guess I can't say that I can't believe it because, like, these things happened now in years past and in decades past. They happened in the shadows as opposed to in bright lights with all of us watching and under the microscope. But still, to read that sitting Portland Trail Blazers head coach Chauncey Billups has been arrested for his involvement in illegal poker games? Like, that is absurd to read as a sentence. And that's what I read when I woke up and I got the notification on my phone and I just did a double take and said, what in the absolute bleep is going on in the NBA? Like, the whole time, like, I'm like, I go to bed, the Wemby performance happens, I'm like, man, it's gonna be a great day to talk about Victor Wembanyama. Nope. Here this is, and I know a lot of people out there, especially those who don't do what we do, which is, hey, like, we'll be transparent. We're in the betting space. Like, we host a sports betting show. And obviously, BetMGM is our partner, and we absolutely love BetMGM. We make it legendary every single day of the week with the wagertainment. But, like, you know, like, clearly, like, we are benefiting from sports betting being at the forefront of sports entertainment consumption. Like, that 100% benefits us. So I say all that to say this. I don't think I would have a differing opinion if not for my current situation and my current reality. But I do believe this is a time where legalization of sports betting is actually doing its job. Like, this allows these legal sports books to be the watchdogs. And that's how these things get investigated in the first place. Like, a few years ago, this Terry Rozier thing, it's not getting investigated if all the prop bets are being placed in PPHs or in local bookies, et cetera, et cetera. It's being investigated because it got flagged at prominent domestic sports books. They see the irregularities in the bets that are being placed. Oh, why does somebody really want to bet the under on Terry Rozier? We're not talking about LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, or like Steph Curry, like the biggest stars of the game, where it's like you would understand why there'd be a lot of interest in those prop bets. No, we're talking about Terry Rozier. That's what we're talking about. Or even worse off, and I know he's been talked about this as well today after what we saw a couple of years ago when he got banned for life from the NBA, but Jontay Porter. Like, that situation, that gets flagged because of legalization. So yes, does legalization mean that we might have more of these stories and more of these investigations? 100%. And unfortunately, when things are legal, you're going to get bad faith actors. You're going to get people who don't know how to act. And that's what we have here. People making bad decisions, like Terry Rozier, allegedly, and like Chauncey Billups, allegedly. Like, that's the case. And even on the Billups front, because I don't even want to mix the two, because I feel like that's what's been happening all throughout the day, is that, oh, Rozier and Billups, sports betting bad. So Chauncey Billups is a backroom poker game. Like, that's what is being alleged for Chauncey Billups. It has nothing to do with sports betting. And allegedly, because I want to emphasize allegedly, you ain't gonna sue my ass. That's not happening to me. But like, allegedly, luring people to go out there and get got by these illegal poker schemes, like that, like, what does that have to do with BetMGM or any sports betting? It has nothing to do with that. So I know there's people who are not fans of betting being so prevalent in sports and society. And I get it. Like, we all have our interests, we all have our tastes, but that doesn't mean that, oh, like, we need to immediately ban sports betting or ban prop betting and ban all this stuff. It's like, no, things are going how they're supposed to go, and they're working according to plan, where we can flag this stuff and we can cut it off, and we can at least get in front of all these guys who are doing wrong things allegedly. So I think that this is obviously a big story, but this doesn't mean that sports betting is all bad and sports betting is taboo. No, this is actually legalization cracking down on people who are doing things they were not supposed to be doing in the case of a handful of guys in the NBA, allegedly. Bill, hit me with the last, or hit me with the next story. Sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we got quite a few of these to go here, Femi, but let's get off of that one and get back onto the field, because week 8 of the NFL kicks off tonight. Minnesota Vikings are in LA to face the Chargers. Los Angeles is currently a 3.5-point favorite. Total is 44.5 over at BetMGM, where, of course, you can make it legendary. Femi, how are you and others betting this one tonight?
Yeah, let's see how people are making it legendary with the BetMGM insights. What's the record for make it legendary that we can say in this segment? We love you, BetMGM. But first of all, before I get into what everyone else is betting in the game, I want to bet the Chargers. Now, I have not placed this bet just yet because I want to see the injury report, particularly with Chargers left tackle Joe Alt. Like, that's a massive deal. We've seen the Chargers offensive line against the Commanders, against the Colts. It's been bad. In fact, it's been brutal. Because not only is it Joe Alt, Trey Pipkins, who's not even that good, but still is much better than the backups that they have out there. Like, this has been an issue. And if they can't protect Justin Herbert against Brian Flores and what he's doing, throwing blitzes at the quarterback, like, this could be problematic for LA if they don't have Joe Alt or Trey Pipkins. So I want to see the actives and inactives 90 minutes prior to kickoff. But if we get good news on Joe Alt, I will lay the 3 with the Los Angeles Chargers, because I want no parts of Carson Wentz on the road catching a field goal. No. Do you want to bet that after what you've seen over the last couple weeks with Carson Wentz? I don't. Like, this Carson Wentz thing, I don't even think he's an NFL quarterback anymore. Like, yeah, he can throw the ball far and he's like a pretty decent athlete, et cetera. But no, what I've seen is not an NFL quarterback. This guy should not be out there starting, but unfortunately, that's what they got. And I think when JJ McCarthy is healthy, which hopefully for the Vikings is next week, we can see JJ McCarthy once again, because we've only seen him play like 2 games. But Minnesota, never for me. It's Chargers or pass. But let's see the injury report first on Joe Alt. Now, as for what everyone else is betting, 62% of the bets, 67% of the handle is on the Los Angeles Chargers laying the 3.5. 78% of the bets, 83% of the handle is on over 44.5. And 51% of the bets are on the Vikings money line at +150. People like to bet the $100 to win 150 as opposed to laying 185 to win 100. But 65% of the handle is on the Chargers on the money line. As for the popular player props, 5th most popular, Kamani Vidal, over 55.5 rushing yards. 4th most popular, Aronde Gadsden II, over 41.5 receiving yards. 3rd most popular, Carson Wentz, over 11.5 rushing yards. 2nd most popular, TJ Hockenson, over 31.5 receiving yards. And the most popular bet over at BetMGM, where we will, of course, make it legendary, Jordan Addison, over 51.5 receiving yards. Most popular anytime TD score, Jordan Mason at +115. I'm hoping to bet the Chargers -3 if Joe Alt plays, but we will have Femi's Island first TD score bets as well to wrap up the show at 6:40. But I want to be on the Chargers, but let's see the injury report before we click yes on that bet. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, let's talk Baltimore Ravens, because quarterback Lamar Jackson practiced yet again, but he was limited again as well. Now, Jackson practiced very lightly, just like he did yesterday. Jogged a little, threw a few passes, but did not formally participate with the ones. I mean, still no statement from Baltimore if Lamar is going to be playing against Chicago this Sunday, but certainly no guarantee with how little he seems to be doing at practice thus far this week.
And that's the big thing to me. He's not really doing a whole lot. So I get that he's there and they can technically list him as limited because he's doing more than nothing. But this seems like he's very, very limited. And with a hamstring injury, with a mobile quarterback, I don't know if you want to be out there with Lamar Jackson risking it all for this 1-5 season. Because if he goes out there and let's say he plays on Sunday against the Bears and aggravates that hamstring, see you later in like 6 weeks. And if that's the case, it's over for the Baltimore Ravens. Now, if they have to start Tyler Huntley, it might still be over, because I don't think you're coming back from 1-6, but at least you have a healthy quarterback and you can at least make the case to where they've had 2 weeks to prepare Huntley. Maybe they can beat the Chicago Bears at home in a game where, again, maybe you can catch Chicago slipping a little bit. I just don't think that Lamar is going to be playing in the game. So you can say, well, Femi, why don't you bet +6.5? Because I want to know for sure. And I think I'll end up getting there at some point, but it's never Baltimore, even though this felt like the Baltimore bounce back spot and Baltimore being able to reel off some wins to contend for the AFC North. Like early in the week, like full transparency, I laid 6.5. We got the report that Lamar was not at practice on Monday. I took 7.5 to buy out of that bet. So like, I'm just off of this game entirely, but I probably will end up on Chicago if I think this continues to trend in this direction come tomorrow on Friday, which is the big injury report. If that's the case and it's, oh, Lamar was jogging around and threw some passes, he's not playing if that's the case. I'm sorry, folks. Read between the lines. I don't think we're going to see Lamar Jackson on Sunday, barring something dramatically changing tomorrow in Friday's final week of the practice. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers are hosting the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football, but 52 guys on the Steelers roster really don't matter this week. All eyes are on legendary quarterback Aaron Rodgers as he faces Green Bay. And Femi, Rodgers talked about facing his former team.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization. And this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
I mean, Rodgers can say whatever he wants. I'm pretty sure he wants to crush Green Bay with every fiber of his being.
He's just excited to see some of those guys, you know? I'm sure he's excited to see LaFleur. I'm sure he's excited to see Goot, you know, Brian Gutekunst, the GM. Maybe he's excited to see all the Green Bay Packers. Like, come on. Nobody's buying this, Aaron. And I think the fun stat with this game is that, like, this is the only team that Rodgers has not beaten because, of course, he played for them for so many years. Like, that's a motivating factor. Like, you want to be one of those quarterbacks that's beaten all 31 teams, or all 32 teams in this instance, in his NFL career. This is a very meaningful game for Aaron Rodgers. But it's also a very meaningful game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, because as we were talking about in the last story, Lamar Jackson, we don't know if he's coming back. Let's say the Ravens lose. You could actually slam the door shut on Baltimore's chances to win the AFC North if Pittsburgh wins this game. And I do like the spot. You know what? I love the spot for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is when you want to be on Mike Tomlin. Last Thursday night, no parts. Take Cincinnati or don't bet the game. Luckily, we bet Cincinnati. That was a fun experience. This game, though, underdog, at home, prime time. Oh my goodness. Like, this is when Tomlin breaks out the Any Given Sunday speech mixed with the miracle speech mixed with like any great speech you've ever heard. Like, I think the Steelers will play their absolute best game. Is it good enough to win the game? We'll find out Sunday, but I always love the aspect of betting on teams where they're going to give you their A++ performance, and I think we get that Sunday night. I took 3.5. I would actually still take 3 if you've not bet this game yet. I think this is a close one. I think the Steelers pull off the small upset at home. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, let's switch back over to the NBA, because in the opening segment, you talked plenty about the legendary performance of Victor Wembanyama, but how about the debut of VJ Edgecombe for the Sixers? Philly beats the Celtics 117-116. Edgecombe, 34 points, the third most ever, Femi, in an NBA debut.
Yeah, this is pretty wild. Like, everyone's talking about, like, oh, like, most points since the debut of Wilt Chamberlain. Anytime that's the conversation we're having, that's ridiculous. Edgecombe, he can go. Like, that guy is athletic as all get out. Nobody can stay in front of him. And he was knocking down threes. Like, it's not going to be this every night. At least I don't think it is. It'd be pretty nuts if it were. But, like, this is a very, very promising sign for a young Sixers team. Like, they have the old guys with Embiid and Paul George. But after that, it's Maxey. It's McCain. It's now Edgecombe in the mix. This team is pretty talented. If they could ever get the older guys to be healthy. Called me crazy earlier in the week when I said 14-1 Sixers to win the Eastern Conference. If Embiid can get right and Paul George comes back with this backcourt, might not be as nuts as you all thought just a handful of days ago. On the other side, we're breaking down NFL awards as we head into Week 8 in the NFL season here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.